Ready for the weekend? We're here to get it started. This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
This portion of the program is brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Michigan is powering the future of mobility with billions in new EV and battery investments from top companies. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to learn more. Well, forget nap rooms and free snacks. Could the new office perk be the ability for employees to receive all their Amazon deliveries and other packages at their desks? Here's Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. Charles, how bad of a problem is porch piracy?
Basically, you know, it's become an $8 billion a year problem. I mean, that is what's estimated in terms of losses that we're seeing from people stealing packages in front of people's doorsteps or from lobby areas, if that's where the, you know, the packages are left. And what's happened is that people are just saying, I got to stay home if I've got a package. You know, this has all been brought about by a confluence of events. I mean, you know, Americans were already shopping online and buying a lot online before the pandemic. The pandemic made it basically our way of getting everything. So, you know, you need household, you need laundry detergent. You know, you're going to send it away, you're going to have it shipped to you at your doorstep or whatever. So that is just added to this a massive amount of package glut. But now we have companies saying, hey, you got to come back to the office. So people are kind of in this weird zone where they need to go back into the office, but they're getting more packages than ever, and porch piracy is through the roof. So what do you do? Well, there may be a solution.
Boy, staying home, 25% though, staying home, it seems like an enormous figure.
It you know, it was a solid survey, I think, you know, and it really showed it. But, you know, listen, personally, I've been in this situation. I think most of us have, at the very least for things that are a little bit, maybe not for the laundry detergent, but, you know, but for things that are more valuable, you're getting, you know, electronics shipped to your home. You really get nervous about that stuff being left out. So I would say that figure is probably quite realistic.
Wow. We're speaking with Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. The story is called Over 25% of People Are Staying Home from Work to Receive Packages. All right. There are potential hurdles to this. For example, if you were a company that allowed employees to receive packages at work.
Well, I mean, that is the solution. If you want to make employees happy, let them receive the packages at work. Obviously, this doesn't apply to things that are usually heavy that the employee would have to get home then, but allow them to get packages at work. But companies really don't like this for a couple of key reasons. You know, they got a mailroom to run. They got to get the regular mail and the regular deliveries channeled through that mailroom.
Thanks, Charles. Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. Coming up next, the trendy stat for your dating profile.